The vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee is asking Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos to stop the retail giant's sale of literature and music published by entities identified as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So writes Art Moore in a column for WorldNet Daily, WND.com. We're going to talk with Art Moore right now. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Art, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
And I should mention that you're a news editor as well as writing regular columns and pieces for WorldNet Daily. And I want to start by asking you this story. How serious of a request is this? I mean, that would not be good. I mean, ultimately, the Bible then would be not, you know, would be banned by Amazon.
Well, yeah, this is the thing is that Keith Ellison, who is number two with the Democratic National Committee, he is invoking the name of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, this is a group that a lot of people know as a group that has come up with this hate list, a list of hate groups. Mm-hmm. And on the list are groups like the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacist groups. But the problem is that SPLC over the past years has broadened its scope of what it defines as a hate group to include groups like Alliance Defending Freedom. It's known as a religious freedom legal group. D. James Kennedy Ministries, I think you've heard of.
I've heard of it. And by the way, D. James Kennedy himself, the late Dr. Kennedy, helped co-found Alliance Defending Freedom with James Dobson, Bill Bright, and others. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so what they've done, what SPLC has done, is they've created these categories such as anti-immigrant, anti-LGBT, and anti-LGBT is where you would find D. James Kennedy Ministries or ADF. And basically, what they don't like is that these groups are promoting the traditional family, what we would categorize as traditional family values. We believe that, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, and you know, what's happened is groups. There's a group called the Ruth Institute, which is promoting adoptions among Christians, and they have this stance that they believe that it's better for a child to be adopted by a male-female couple rather than by a gay couple. And what happened was SPLC put the Ruth Institute on their hate map, their hate watch list. And that led to this nonprofit's card or credit card processor to stop working with them. They said, hey, you know, we found out through SPLC that you promote hatred and violence and harassment and abuse. And the group said, well, we do no such thing. And in fact, the president said, look, you know, we don't hate gay people. We don't have a problem with gay people. That's not the issue. The issue is
what's best,
you know,
for the kids.
What's the definition of a parent?
Yeah.
And so this is an example of what's happening as SPLC broadens its list. So back to the issue of Amazon, you know, if you're a group like the Family Research Council is another one that's on that list, and you have certain publications on Amazon, it's entirely possible that at some point Amazon might say, hey, you know, we can't sell your products anymore.
Yeah, it really is a crazy thing. The interesting thing, too, is Mr. Ellison is a Muslim, correct?
He is. Yeah,
you know, somehow the Muslims, especially the ones who believe in the Quran and believe in the Hadith, they escape from being labeled as haters, and yet those who sound the alarm about jihad, like Robert Spencer or Pamela Geller or David Horowitz, they're labeled by the SPLC as haters. It's like Isaiah, woe to those who say right is wrong and wrong is right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So there's this category we talked about of anti-LGBT, but then there's also one that's called anti-Muslim. And groups like the Center for Security Policy, it's a think tank in Washington, and they're very well known for warning of the threat of supremacist Islam. And they're very careful, this group, they distinguish between, you know, what you might call moderate Muslims or Muslims who believe in Islamic supremacy. But they're labeled a hate group, and interestingly enough, just recently there was a Muslim activist in the UK, and he campaigns actually against what he calls Islamic supremacism and terrorism, and he ended up on the SPLC anti-Muslim list, and he sued, and eventually SPLC had to settle, and they settled for something like $3.4 million mm-hmm. and had to apologize and remove him from the list. So there is some pushback. In fact, groups like ADF and James Kennedy, you know, Ministries have filed lawsuits as well. They haven't been as successful so far, but there is pushback.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm well aware of that. And, you know, it's unbelievable, actually, to basically take your political opponent and say, well, you know, we don't just disagree with them. They're haters. And it's like, wait a minute, we don't hate anybody. You know, we don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle. And the good news is homosexuals can change, and many of them have. And, you know, have found freedom through Christ. But somehow saying that makes you a hater, supposedly. Okay, so let me ask you this. Amazon, for the most part, got its start as a retailer of books. I would not be surprised at all if many of those books were religious books, just because religious books tend to often sell among the, you know, the most as far as books. I mean, it was the Christian church that created even the Codex, which was the forerunner of the book.
Yeah, no, there's an irony there for sure. And you know, so what's happening now is, you know, along with this this call by Keith Ellison to watch out for these hate groups, there's some real exclusion going on. Amazon has a program you might be aware of. It's called Amazon Smile. So a purchaser can designate a tiny fraction of their purchase toward a particular charity. You can make a donation. And Amazon has a list of the approved charities, and you know, just recently, because of SPLC, citing SPLC, Amazon kicked off this group called the Religious Freedom Coalition. You know, it's a mainstream political action group.
Oh, it's William J. Murray.
They got kicked off.
Yeah, the son of Madeline Murray O'Hare. So here he was, by the way, when he was 14 years old. I've interviewed him a few times through the years. When he was 14 years old, his mother made him the main plaintiff in Murray versus Curlett, which was a Supreme Court decision outlawing school prayer in 1963. But go on.
That's right. Yeah. And there are other groups that have been kicked off as well. So that's some real action that's being taken. You know, what we're talking about is a much bigger threat that really is plausible. I mean, and it goes back to SPLC being used time and again. In fact, you know, there was the big contention over Amy Coney Barrett, who was one of Trump's finalists for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. And there was this MSNBC analyst who said, oh, you know, she's an extremist. In fact, she's associated with a hate group. And you watch that and you think, oh, my gosh, what group is this? And it turns out it was the Alliance Defending Freedom. She supports the group. I think she's spoken at ADF events. But that's the kind of thing that's happening is, you know, you hear it on the cable news programs, and you read about it, and the average person who doesn't really know who SPLC is thinks, oh, my, this is really serious, and, you know, we need to crack down on these extremist groups.
Yeah. No, I work full-time for D. James Kennedy Ministries. I'm well aware of the lawsuit, and I'm also knowledgeable of the fact that, you know, it was the Amazon Smile program that first made us aware of, you know, wow, this discrimination on the part of SPLC, and even also the Amazon Smile program. To call a ministry, a legitimate ministry, a hate group is just dastardly, but what's interesting is that this has led to real violence. I mean, I've interviewed Tony Perkins and Jerry Boykin and Peter Sprigg at the you know, Family Research Council, and Ken Blackwell and so forth, where they had an actual shooter who went in there and wanted to shoot up everybody and then put their faces, smear their faces in the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. He bought a whole bunch of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So he literally had a backpack filled with rounds of ammunition and Chick-fil-A sandwiches in order to do this. And in the providence of God, the security guard stopped him, but got shot in the arm. That security guard, facilities manager Leo Johnson, was a real hero, and God used him to save those people that day. But you don't hear much about this. They have, by the way, in the lobby of the FRC building in Washington, D.C., which is real close to Chinatown, they have two bullet holes you can see to this day, which they have not removed, I think partly to just kind of show, you know, this is what can happen when this rhetoric gets heated up.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it was because this man, Floyd Corkins, got his information from SPLC, Family Research Council. That's a hate group. And then just last year, everybody remembers this story, named James Hodgkinson, who shot Representative Steve Scalise, one of the leaders in the House. Scalise nearly died.
Yes.
And this guy, he got his information from SPLC. What SPLC was saying about Scalise was that he promotes white supremacy, and he's a hater.
Wow, this is really scary stuff. So, tell us more details now about what would actually happen, or what Keith Ellison is saying that he would like to see the SPLC. I'm sorry, he'd like to see Amazon, in a sense, filter out all the books that SPLC says, oh, this is not good. So if Family Research Council had a book, can't have an FRC book, if it's by Tony Perkins, can't you do that? Or D. James Kennedy. I've co-written 17 books with D. James Kennedy, the man himself,
right.
And some of them are published by D. James Kennedy Ministries, others are published by Thomas Nelson, whatever.
Well, right, and that is what he's calling for. And the thing is, you know, the pushback to that might be, in his letter, he specifically refers to white supremacist groups. But the problem is that he begins a letter with this sweeping statement about groups that SPLC has designated as hate groups. And so it's a very easy next step to begin with removing groups or removing books from white supremacist groups to going to D. James Kennedy Ministries books.
Yeah. So, it just never stops. Now, this is an interesting point, and I don't want to be partisan here, but Keith Ellison is the number two leader as far as the Democratic National Committee. I mean, wouldn't they have many people that are professing Christians that are Democrats?
I would think so, but, you know, what we're seeing is... particularly, it seems like it's evident just in the recent months is the Democratic Party moving to the left. And you know, you had this 28-year-old woman in New York in a congressional primary where she knocked off the establishment Republican. And she's an avowed socialist. An interesting thing is that the Democratic National Committee's number one, so Keith Ellison's boss, Tom Perez, was on radio just recently saying that this woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is the future of the party. Now, this is somebody who says, you know, abolish ICE, open borders, guarantee of a federal job, it sounds like the old Soviet Union, basically.
Mm. Well, and what's scary, though, about this kind of thing is if people... You know, I thought as Americans, we believe in the free marketplace of ideas. And, you know, you might not agree with this particular political persuasion, but, you know, we don't believe in book banning. We don't believe in book burning. If effectively Amazon were to say, okay, we're going to cut off the spigot to all these Christian books, that is almost a form of book burning, is it not? And we have about 20 seconds left.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's Fahrenheit 451, if you remember the old book.
Ray Bradbury.
And it is. And I think it's a new ideology, I think, replacing, you know, America, you know, being founded on this belief that our rights come to us from the creator, God. And this is a secular view in which they've created their own dogma, their own religion of whatever you want to call it, political correctness.
Wow. All right, Art Moore, WND.com for more information. Thank you so much for joining us, Art.
Hey, my pleasure, Jerry.